This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. Royal Dutch Shell is Europe's biggest oil company, but had to warn the markets this morning that its profits for the fourth quarter were less than half what they were last year. That was in an early earnings report that erased about $10 billion in shareholder value. The company issued what's called a profit warning, meaning it won't meet analysts' expectations. To talk about it, we're joined by the BBC's Rob Young in London. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Shell's first profit warning since 2004. What happened?
That's right. The company saying that the amount of money it expects to make in the fourth quarter of the last year is significantly lower than analysts had expected. The expectation was about $5 billion. The company saying it'll now make about $3 billion. There are various problems across the board, really. One of them is Shell is still struggling to make money out of shale oil and gas in the United States. It invested huge sums of money in there, and analysts say is one of the few oil majors struggling to make any money there.
Well, that's an interesting question about one of the booms that has been going on in the U.S. You've had a lot of oil and gas exploration here. At the same time, that drives down prices. Is that a logical follow-on that we could see something similar in other oil companies?
Well, Shell, for example, invested $24 billion in shale. Analysts say it was pretty late to the party, really, and that's because when it was late in, spent a huge sum of money. When prices fell, which was a consequence of this, Shell got burned. But this boom of shale is pushing down prices not just in the US, but also globally, and that is hitting the entire oil sector.
So maybe something that feels good on the consumer end hurts quite a bit on the corporate end for the big oil companies.
Yes, that's right. And it's not a great start for Shell's new chief executive, Ben Van Beurden. He's only been in the job 17 days. He said that this isn't what he expects of the company. Shares fell 4%, wiping about $10 billion off the value of the company. One analyst described the news from Shell today as a shock.
That's not the sort of talk you normally hear from an analyst, Rob Young in London with the BBC. Thank you so much.
Thank you.